Assalamu alaikum. My name is Malia Tareem and I am student of grade 4 Hog. Today's my topic is the Pit Piper of Hamelin. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful little town called Hamelin. The people of Hamelin were all happy until the day the rats come. They were very unhappy. Thousands of rats came to Hamelin. There were big rats and little rats. Thin rats and fat rats. There were rats in all the houses and rats in all the shops. There are many rats on my table. There are rats under my chair. There are rats in my kitchen. There are lot of rats in the houses, chair, table and food. The people of Hamelin went to see the mayor. Get rid of these rats, they shouted. What can I do? Said the mayor. There are rats in my house too. I can't get rid of them. But the people said, you must make all the rats go away. If you don't make them go away, you will choose another mayor. Then one day a stranger went to see the mayor. He was dressed in red and yellow. In his band he carried a pipe. I am a pipe piper, said the stranger, and I can make the rats go. The mayor thinking, can I will choose this pipe piper and he will came the all the rats go away. The mayor said, if you can make this rat go away, I will give you lots of money. Okay, the paid paper say, very well, it was very easy for me, but don't forget your promise. Then the pipe paper went into the streets of Hamelin and began to play a strange tune. The rats heard the tune and stopped what they were doing. Suddenly one rat ran after the pipe paper, the another rat ran after him. So the pipe paper think, okay, my idea was very cool. The pipe piper walked towards the river stream, playing the strange tune on his pipe. The rats followed him and jumped into the river. And that was the end of the rats. The pipe piper went back to the sea to the mayor. The rats have all gone. He said, please give me the money you promised with me. No, said the mayor, I have not given. I have not given you the money because I have no any money. But the pipe piper said, no, you will promise with me. But why you cannot give me the money? But the mayor said, no, I have no money. I will say that you can go away. If you don't give me the money, said the pipe piper, I will play another tune and you will not be so happy. Oh, so can you can do this. What can I like that? Said the mayor. So the pipe piper went out into the streets and began to play another tune. In all the houses and in all the streets, the children stopped playing. Then one by one they ran after the pipe piper. But their parents and Hamelin called to the children to stop. But the children did hear. They followed the pipe piper through the street and over the chair. Suddenly the mountain opened up and the pipe piper went inside. The children followed him inside. The mountain was a beautiful land full of trees and of flowers and birds. But one little boy had hurt his leg and he could keep us with other children. He said, oh, what can I do? I cannot saw his friend. I am too late to follow them. But the little boy went back to the town and went to see the mayor. The mayor said, what happened? The children say, my friends are inside the mountain with the pipe piper. He said, but back me will never back. The people of Hamelin were very unhappy. They were our children. They shouted to the mayor, you must go and fight them. So the mayor went to look for the children. He looked for ears and ears and ears. He is still looking for them. So the moral is this story, that you cannot... हमें इतना लालची नहीं होना चाहिए कि हमारे पास जो भी है हम उसे भी खो दें और हमारे पास जो नहीं है और हम वो भी खो दें. इसलिए अब उस जो मायर था उसको इस चीज़ के लिए बहुत ज़्यादा बुरा लग रहा है. थैंक यू.